Aloha, my name is
Aloha.
June Lee. My name is June Lee, and I am a member of Overeaters Anonymous. I am a compulsive overeater, grateful and highly favored to be here in this program willingly, not eating compulsively, and not mad about it. It's really has been a journey for me to be here. I can remember when growing up, I'm a one of four children, and I believe my father had this disease. And coming from a immigrant Chinese family, it was really stressed that you don't waste any food and everybody eat everything on your plate. And I took that to heart, like, okay, I'm eating everything. But my other three siblings would always leave food on their plates, and everybody sent their plates to my dad, and he was dubbed the garbage disposal. Give the food to dad. And my mother was a healthy weight size, my father was overweight. And and I followed my father, and my three siblings followed my mother's lead. I don't know how that worked, but I can remember being praised for eating everything on my plate, being praised for not being picky about my food. Oh, she's so cute because she eats, I don't know how many, whatever this and that, treats. And so for me, food was love. From the beginning. And I would get shamed for not being able to fit into clothes and having to buy new sizes as a kid, but I never felt ashamed of my size. I would wear t-shirts like, I'm not fat. Nature just overdid a good thing. That's kind of how I compensated. But I never really felt like I had a problem. And I was really active. I loved backpacking and camping and swimming. And so it just, I don't know, it didn't seem to be a problem for me. When I turned 21, I had a number of incidences, and I got into three 12-step programs at the same time. And one of them, my sponsor was going to OA, but she was going to remind her to eat her 5 meals a day. She was underweight, and so I followed suit. I ate 5 times a day. That sounds like a great food plan to me, and with just no understanding about my disease. And so I knew about this program, oh, 20, 30 years ago. But it just didn't seem like it was an issue for me. But when I look at when I look back at my first step, now I can see I tried everything. I tried the diets, I tried the different food plans. I just never nothing ever stuck and stayed. And about, I guess about 6 years ago, I decided to give this program a try because at that point, four doctors were telling me I needed to lose weight, and this is why you've got joint pain, and this is why. And I went, oh, well, maybe I should check out this program a little bit more. And so my first, my idea of jumping into this program was to join the LA birthday party, and I knew how powerful conventions can be, and with workshops and lots of recovery all around for a weekend. So I immersed myself in 2018. And I knew enough of a program to get a sponsor and just try to dive in. And I made it for about 5 months. There isn't a fellowship per se here in my island, in my neighborhood. And so everything I did was over the telephone. I did telephone meetings. I did my step work through the telephone, contacted a sponsor in California. And in that 5 months, I learned a bit. I learned about the tools of recovery. I learned about my red light list. And after 5 months, it was so over. There was just life was happening in my world, and I wasn't connecting with that sponsor. I dropped off, and I consciously dropped off and said, "This is too much for me. I've got to." I was starting up program number four and five at the same time, and I just couldn't do this one. So I walked away, and I got a handle on my 12-step program number four, and all of that was through the telephone also. And after a couple years, I so needed to come here. I just found myself out of control with fast foods and huge portions, and just trying this program on my own. And I came back again 2 years later to the January 2020 OA LA birthday party to start over. And this time I got a new sponsor with longer time in recovery, and who was just right for me. Very understanding, very gentle. She said, make your commitments to yourself wide and roomy to not fail. Just make things that you make decisions that you can accomplish. Just do real small baby steps and make them wide, roomy, and broad. And it was just what I needed. And today I feel like my abstinence isn't about food, but the food behaviors. So for 2 years, I started to try and eat three meals a day. And I was telling her, I knew somebody who ate five meals and every 2 hours. They were hypoglycemic, so I did that. And she asked me, "Well, are you hypoglycemic?" I went, "No." They're like, "Okay." So I eat three meals and maybe two light snacks. And at that first year, I would make my second light snack like the family dessert. Everybody had dessert on, and I wanted mine, so I would make that my light. I mean, I just justified so much in my brain, but it was the best I could do. And my sponsor would just be lovingly, "Just keep trying, just try to hold the course." And that was really important for me. So I believe my absence is just don't leave. Just don't leave this program. Just keep coming. And so that first year, I could feel myself leveling off from the huge amounts because I wasn't sure I could make it to the next meal to, oh, I feel uncomfortable when I have these huge amounts. Like I started to have this connection with my body and myself, and the step work that I did helped me to get closer to a higher power that I was very angry at when I got here. I know about higher powers. I have other 12-step programs that this higher power has helped me on, and why didn't it help me here? And what do you mean I have to do more work to get a higher power? Well, okay, the one that I've got didn't help me here, so I got to get a new one. I got to get a different one, or what is this about? And the steps helped me to see it wasn't about the higher power that I had. It was that I still wanted what I wanted when I wanted it. Like, don't tell me about what to eat and how to eat. I want to enjoy my life, and I can't see enjoying my life eating the way all of you guys ate. And it's been a wonderful journey of having a shift in that of understanding that if I make healthy food choices for myself, that that is the loving thing to do, and that I can still love the foods that I like to eat. I can still be a foodie and enjoy different flavors. I'm not one that binges on any one thing in particular, but this journey of self-examination and this journey of self-healing has been, what is the loving amount to eat? What is the loving thing to do for me? Is how it's worked for me, is to is the steps have helped me to be more loving to myself. And so 2 years into this program, I believe my higher power really prepared me for what was to come. Like I said, I saw the writing on the wall, the four doctors telling me I needed to change my my life. I also knew that my father had a stroke at my age at that 4 years ago, and all of his siblings had heart disease, and his older brother had a heart attack on an exploratory surgery and died. And I just knew I needed to get a handle on my cholesterol intake. And so 2 years into this program, I started having heart chest pains that I couldn't stop. I couldn't alleviate. I thought it was high blood pressure, and I just needed more medications, and that wasn't true. Went in for exploratory surgery, and they needed to do an open heart bypass right then, like that day. And so I had open heart surgery 2 years into this program. At that point, I had gotten down the three meals a day, didn't really need the two light snacks, really felt comfortable with that, but I still had a had some issues with portions. Still, every now and then, if the food was good, I'd have an excess amount. But my sponsor would just reel it back in, going, you're just practicing your step one. You're just seeing how powerless you are. Just hold the course. And just was so loving to me about all of that. And after surgery, it really came clear to me that I need to abstain from cholesterol foods. And I went from no cholesterol medications, no statins, to 40 milligrams. And I just don't like taking pills. I don't like getting medicated. So I set out to do a vegan diet, and to understand, because of my loving sponsor, that I don't have to do it perfectly. And so it's been gradually, I've been learning a whole new field of cooking, and I've even gone into exploring whole food, plant-based meals. I love to cook. I love to create and mix and blend and look at recipes. So I don't have to lose that, or I don't have to let that go. I've just shifted in what I choose to eat today. That cholesterol has medications have gone down, and I thought, all right, I'm going to change my food plan, and I'm going to drop all this weight I'm carrying, and that hasn't changed. I don't know what's going on. That hasn't changed. My sponsor keeps telling me I'm not in charge. It's my higher power is in charge of that. And it's been really hard to sit there. What's going on? Why aren't I changing in my size? But I even thought, well, when I just get down to this healthy weight size, I'll ask the doctor to take me off this medications. And the last visit that I had with the doctor without mentioning anything about my weight size, the doctor cut me back because my numbers were so good and so low cholesterol wise. I don't eat food with cholesterol, so I have very low cholesterol numbers now. And she cut me back. Now I'm at 5 milligrams. Oh my goodness, I'm not in charge. I really do have a loving higher power that's taking care of me. And that's what I've been doing. I go to a meeting that studies the 12 and 12, the steps and the traditions every week. I'm holding the course on building building this program around a way of life that's comfortable for me. I've listened to so many meetings. Somebody said, "Oh, I'm not going to be able to bake for holidays times like I used to." And somebody else shared that, they do
Minutes
that.
remaining.
Thank you. Yeah, they do that. But they and they don't have to eat any of it. And I've done that. Now I'm at January 2020 is my abstinence, and I've gone through several holidays where I've baked plates of desserts for all the friends in the neighborhood and for my family, and I haven't had to compulsively eat them. I've been comfortable about that that's not my food. That's not what I need to eat. And granted, the exploration about who I am and more about me, I found that I don't eat sweets and carbs. I don't reach for that as much as I do fats and oils. So I really have to watch my fats and oils and really make my food choices conscientiously in that way. So I say nowadays I'm maybe 80, 90% vegan when I'm home. That's most of my food choices. But when I'm traveling, maybe it's 80%, depending on how much I can get, how available food is around where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. I go and visit my grandchildren out of state, and if they're out wanting to enjoy dessert, this past year was the first time that I joined them, and had some too, and I didn't have to go overeat any of it, and didn't feel that I was bad in any way. And I was just really comfortable with my recovery. I go to 3 to 4 meetings a week. One of them is a step study, and I talk to people pretty much daily about this program. I get text messages while I'm grocery shopping, so I'm not putting junk in my shopping cart. I love that part. I'd go, "Oh my God, you just saved me," because I was cruising up and down the aisle that I shouldn't be at. And so the support that I've built up around me has been so helpful, and I realized that that's possibly why I didn't get here sooner, because I did not have an active fellowship on my island. I've built all of my support online and through Zoom and through phone calls and text messages, and even my sponsors in California. But it works. It has worked for me. I love my recovery today. I love where I'm at. And I'll wrap up with my abstinences. I don't leave. I know what it was like to leave and be totally out of control and powerless. And now I don't leave. I love this program. I love what it's done for me. I don't care that this is program number 5. I hear the tools of recovery here. I hear the message here that I don't hear in any other place. I go where the experts are. And I found you guys, and you guys resonate with me, and I appreciate this opportunity to be able to share. So thank you.